It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at chapmandodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. And we're just about ready to let you guys burn down the airwaves. We give you the radio station on Fridays and cross our fingers and hope you're not idiots. And most of the time, the cross fingers don't do anything. Let's just put it that way. All right, it's time for the Fireside Chats. And we'll start it off right now with Scott. Scott is on line one. Scott, please do not waste our time and welcome to the Fireside Chats. Go.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Quite good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So you remember a while back you were talking about like throwing dummies in the street and like water balloons from trees when you were still like when you were in your late teens and 20s?
Yeah, it was my early 20s and we used to stuff my friend's dad's clothes and throw them out of a tree into the road. It's not funny.
Well, we did it one better. I'm from the Chicagoland area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to mention which suburb, but
why not?
The perfect time. Well, let me finish.
Oh, this is going to be racist.
Time of year, we would steal Halloween dummies.
Oh.
And so we'd drive around, and we did this from like 18, I think 27 or something like this.
Jesus.
But we'd load up the trunk with like three or four scarecrows / Halloween dummies.
Yeah.
And then we would throw them in the road. And you may have experienced this too, but people actually would think they hit a real person.
Oh, sure. That was the objective. Yeah, it was horrible to do to human
beings. Yeah, exactly. But the funniest thing is there's some people that left, so they probably to this day think they hit somebody, which is terrible, but I think macabre funny.
Oh, it's
but the
it's,
best thing
it's
that
awful.
We did, yeah. But the best thing we did is then we took the dummies, and we found out where the police would fill up their, and the city workers would fill up their cars, you know, in our little town.
Yeah.
And they had these gas pumps, so we put a dummy on there and put a thing on there that said, your next dummy is going to be your last dummy. So we had dummies all over town.
Yeah.
And we put them on the train tracks.
Scott, stop. How old were you when this
stopped?
How old are you now?
I'm like your age. I'm 48.
You're 48. So 20 years ago, you finally said, that's enough. I have to get a job.
Yeah, I got to do something.
Yeah, you got to do something with your life. Do you still miss it? Do you want to do it? You know what we should do is just to throw
I really want to do it.
Yeah, me too. We should steal some Halloween dummies, you and I, and go out and throw them in the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it is
I'm
awful.
In, bro.
Like, Brady wants to do it. I still feel bad sitting in Joe Rouget's tree and throwing those dummies out into the street. But we weren't doing it on major streets. It was like
neighborhood changes
roads.
Once you start buying decorations.
Oh, you don't want your decorations.
Yeah, once you're spending the money on
once
it.
Once you have financial investment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still kind of, I know that if I buy a decoration for my front yard, there's a chance it's going to get swiped. Uh-huh. Still doesn't make it so I'm mad. But at least if somebody swipes it like Scott, it's going to good use. It's getting a great humorous funeral that ends. And then you just leave the dummies behind. But you're right. I never thought of that. The people that kept driving, that, uh-huh. You're right.
Or like if they stopped right after. And paused.
Yeah.
And then they left.
Yeah, you're right. There's probably someone that went down Lindner Road in Mesa that thinks to this day, and probably has post-traumatic stress disorder from it, that they clobbered a guy who leapt out of a tree and just drove. Because, I mean, our guy was suicidal anyway. Because he was jumping out of a tree into the street. So their thought was, well, he's going to do this anyway.
On Lindner, that's by my house.
Yeah, it's over
so
by
it's
your house.
It's kind of like... So you were doing this in Mesa,
uh-huh.
And at the same time I was doing it in the Chicago area. It's kind of like those time-like book moments.
Yeah, like when
the two twins, like the one twin's you know, pleasuring himself, and the other twin feels a tingling in their hand, you know, thousands of miles away.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Where is this call going?
That's pretty
now?
Much what it's basically. You can feel when I jerk off, is what you're saying, because of our link.
Well, I hope not. But,
well,
you know,
I'm doing it right now. How's your tummy?
Oh, gee.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Scott,
you're going to yell, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Thank you, Scott. Good call. Thanks. Yeah, see, Scott telling stories about how everybody was horrible at a certain point. But he did that till he's 27.
We had street over from my – Andover. One street over, it had crabapple trees that were tree-lined streets, and the crabapples had a lot of branches going out. And we wouldn't throw a dummy in there. We would take our bikes – put them up in the tree, and then weave our bodies into the bikes like we had a horrible accident.
To make people see
the tree,
stop,
and they would stop.
Well, the fun thing I used to do.
You guys all right? Yeah. We wrecked. It's like, how'd you get 4 feet up in the tree?
I discovered years ago that Megan laughing and Megan crying at night is tough for a passerby to discern the difference. So when we would take walks, I would run way ahead of her and hide in a bush. Like on Camelback Road or 44th Street or whatever, and I'd hide in a bush. And then when she'd get next to me, I'd leap out of the bush and tackle her and start acting like I was like sexually assaulting her right there in the middle of the road. And the only person that ever stopped just honked and went, "Get her, buddy!" And it was just people. And I'm like, wow.
Because they pretty much – they feel like they know what's going on.
You couldn't tell. She's laughing so hard there's tears and she's screaming. And I'm just like, "Get off her!" And screaming and yelling. And people from – they didn't see me run ahead. They just see some lady walking on her own. And then – but the only time anybody ever stopped was to tell me, give it to her good.
Some hillbilly.
Yeah, in a truck. It was a blue truck. I'll never forget. It was a Ram Tough. Get her, buddy! I'm like, wow.
The other surprising thing is how many times people will hit – what was that? And just keep going.
No, yeah. I've never done that.
Oh, I've seen it happen. It's like my – when I had pavers being done in the back, they loaded the sand, you know, dropped it off on the street and your driveway. So you got a mound of two, three tons of sand that the guys need to lay the stone out. My neighbor's coming down the street. She doesn't even see the mound of sand.
Oh.
It was Dukes of Hazzard. And I didn't know that until my neighbor came over because I see the explosion of sand in the street.
Had to be kind
of
cool.
And my other neighbor says, "Hey, dude, what's with the mess?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It was spread out. Took me 15 minutes to get it all gathered back in.
It's like when Spider-Man punched Sandman. Just blows up. I'd like to see that.
The neighbor across the street's camera.
Oh, where's the video? Bring it.
And the car goes off.
Radio video.
Where is that?
Going and pulled in the driveway. So I went down to check
on
my neighbor.
Yeah,
I'm like, because it was up there and it was pretty hard. And she's like, "I was just so embarrassed. I didn't want to say anything to you." I'm like, "I just want to make sure you're okay."
She hit and run.
Yep.
My friend's wife blew out her back tire on the freeway and drove another 7 or 8 miles. Got home and said, "The car's running funny." And my friend went outside and he said that the rim was glowing orange.
Oh,
God. Like, wow. He's like, "There's no tire on the back." I thought that it was leaning. What did you do? I don't know. Hit a bump or something, and then the car just ran weird, so I got it home. Where did this happen? She was like, I don't know, like the 60 in Val Vista, and they lived up on Germain. She just tooled it all. People were honking. I was going so slow, it wouldn't even go fast. She had no idea. She was about to burst into flames.
And that one lady. What about the homeless guy through the windshield?
Wow.
Is that what that is?
Is that what? I thought that was just a hood ornament. Got silly. Skylar's online, too. Skylar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Skylar, go right ahead. Don't waste our time. Make it good.
All right. In the in this world of reboots, I have an original movie idea.
Oh, this will be good.
Hopefully somebody from Holly Weird is listening and can make this movie. It's about a rock band.
Yeah.
That they go every city they go to, the lead singer goes on a murder spree and starts killing people in every city.
Yeah,
kind of like a serial killer movie.
Very much like that. So the lead singer
That's
is the
general
murderer.
Okay. Or is it the whole band?
Yeah. Or it could be the whole band.
Oh, the band is all murderers. Wouldn't you think that would be kind of easy to solve? Like Motley Crue's in town again.
And what if the instruments are made from the bones?
All right, we need a payoff on your movie idea because right now you just got a little premise. We need something. We need a twist here, Skylar.
All right.
You got nothing. How does it end?
I got nothing.
How does it end? You just want to see.
He was throwing that. Just throwing it in the table.
Skylar, you just want to see gory murders and some good music.
I'm throwing the idea out, and I'm hoping somebody could run with it.
Oh, okay. So you're given this brilliant idea of anybody. So it's basically like traveling sale. Anybody traveling, and they leave just mayhem in their wake of whatever city they're in.
Yeah, it's a band you would never suspect.
Right. So it would be like the Carpenters.
Yeah, like Yacht Rock.
Yeah, it would be like if Alanis Morissette was a slaughterhouse.
Christopher Cross came in with an axe. Sailing
takes me. Another murder. Christopher Cross is here again. And then there's an investigator that, like, his some about his songs have to be the clue. Like, he gives clues of who he's going to kill in the next city.
Rupert, the
Rupert
the,
Holmes.
Yeah,
Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, the Pina Colada song. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So
he was going through the classifieds.
He puts an ad in the classifieds and then sings about where to find it, and everybody's like, ah ha ha. And then it turns out he goes on these dates and kills people. Skylar, your movie's terrible.
Oh, all right, throwing it out there.
All right, keep thinking. You might have something later.
Okay.
Good luck.
I like the twist that.
There is no twist.
That the songs are all writing the tales of his murder.
You got to write all sorts of songs.
But you could just say this.
What am I, Carol Bayer Sager with an axe?
Yeah.
I can't write that many songs about clues and then make a movie out of it. I do like serial killer movies, though, but I need a better idea than that. Tyler's on. Skylar to Tyler. Tyler's on line three. Tyler, are you there?
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Tyler. How are you? Is this gay,
Pretty
Tyler?
Good. No, this is Swithbert, Tyler.
Oh, Swithbert. How are you?
Pretty good, man. How you been?
Is there a difference between Swithbert, Tyler, and gay Tyler?
Yeah, one of them dresses up in a weird coat and a top hat, and the other one goes out in rainbow flannel.
That's right. Okay, Swithbert, go ahead. But just to recap for Brett, hold on. Swithbert is a felon. Go ahead.
Okay.
Fair enough. Real quick, just on the note that, what's his name, Scott was talking about, and you were talking about with the bodies.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who has a family member with an orange tree, and he'll go out and pick oranges every year around Thanksgiving, and then on Black Friday, he'll drive around to Best Buy's and throw them at people standing in line.
Why?
Because they're lined up.
It's just assault.
Yeah, basically. I don't know.
Again, take that, Africa. We take our food and pelt people to go buy Christmas items. Meanwhile, there's nations that have no food at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is a little more for Brady.
Okay.
Because COVID's been all weird and I can't go out and like do a lot of magic on the streets right now.
Oh, that's right.
I started up a YouTube channel. And today at noon, my next video will drop, and it has to do with magic with Oreos.
Okay. You're just promoting your video. Yeah. Hey, also, Tyler, let me speak for everyone in the world. No one likes magic on the streets.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay,
that's why
so
I don't go
stop
do
it. No, it's not COVID. No, nobody wants to be accosted by a street magician. Awful.
Well, I mean, no restaurants are hiring for walk around. There's really not a lot of like parties.
There's
going
a
on.
Reason
the
why
the man needs work.
No,
John.
you need a better vocation. It's not that nobody's hiring magicians. We could be in the most robust economic times ever, and still no restaurant wants to hire a jackass to go do card tricks while I'm trying to eat my ribs.
Well, card tricks are overrated anyway. But
so's magic, by the way.
No way, man.
I know. Oh.
What about animal?
Justin Willman.
Let me tell you this: the only thing I want you to do is at my restaurant as a magician is disappear. Don't be there. That's the best trick you can do. Stop bothering people with magic. If someone comes up and says, "I love magic," will you do magic? That's a thing. But you badgering people is like a homeless man asking for money. No, I'm right. Nope, there isn't a soul that disagrees with me. Show of hands, boys, street magicians. Can't wait to see the next one.
I'm looking for a good one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, to
I'm
punch.
Out on the streets all the time.
To give a swing at.
To throw oranges
hey,
at.
Hey, Brady, at Porkopolis, did you ever consider that the experience that you were providing the patrons, the puntas, as it were, would have been enhanced by a magician at their table for any reason at all?
No.
No, because people hate that. Why don't you just be a mime? At
we,
least
had
that's
a, tolerable. We had a person sketching people.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Nobody likes that either.
Brady, you talked to me about coming to your restaurant.
You've got
for
some
an
skills with Bert and the Magi.
Stop it.
He's got some Magi.
Stop it.
I talked to you about entertaining at the
he was look, he was lying to your face, Tyler. He never once wanted you there. He was just being nice because he's a nice man. If you'd have asked
me... Well, I need more nice people in my life, so there you go.
Well, I'm not one of them. I'm the one that's going to tell you a dose of reality here. No magic. Nobody likes it. If you're a good magician, people will put you on stage to do it. If you have to bother, like in radio, if I had to go like tell jokes to people on the street out of nowhere with a microphone, I deserve to get punched. That's not a thing people do. Now, if you're a good magician, they'll put you on a stage and people will pay to see it. But street magic,
we
no.
had at Pork Cobbles.
Well, how do you think people get there?
With an act.
We had a.
Yeah, but how do you think you build the. Never mind.
You don't stand in a street and bug people.
Well, you've never been to First Friday then, because there are several magicians that do First Friday in downtown.
I know, and it's a reason I don't go. There's too many goddamn street whores down there. I'd rather see prostitutes. At least their magic trick, like an actual act.
I take it back. We did have a magician at Porkopolis and Chandler.
Yeah?
He was a cook.
He made your profits disappear and you had to close.
Well, I was saying ribs and brisket were missing all the time. Would disappear all the time.
Right. You had a thief, yes. He's a more entertaining. What's your best trick, Swithbert? What's your best trick on the street? Oh, I'm getting sick
thinking about it. Probably a coin trick called scotch and soda.
Boring.
Okay. Love you too, buddy.
I like you. You're a nice person. Don't do this to yourself.
Did you show me that one, Swithbert?
Yeah, I was doing it when I was at the whatever hole
the golfing.
You and I were on at
yeah,
the last
at the golf thing. Golfing. Look, this is ridiculous.
He's got some skills.
Stop encouraging this. Tell him, Brady. You tell him as a nice man what he needs not to do.
Keep dreaming.
Oh, God.
Take a lap. Take a lap.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of magic while you were in jail, Tyler?
No, but that's where I started to learn it. There was one guy who knew, like, Ford car tricks, and he showed them to me.
Yeah, and he made his crank disappear a few times,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah,
hide the sausage game. Oop, there it is. There's back. 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 And look at that. Milk. I made milk magically all over your back. Get out of my cell. Yeah. Stop with the street magic. Get an act together. Work on it. And then do magic at open mic nights and stuff. And if you're good enough, you'll work an act out and people will hire you to do this. But if you're badgering people, you're a guy under an overpass. You're just a homeless guy who knows some coin tricks.
His sword swallowing in prison was unbelievable.
I don't collect swords. I'm not a mall manager.
Yeah, but that would have been a better trick. Now I'm going to swallow the penis of the most gigantic cellmate I've ever had.
Hey, Magic Man.
Oh, that boy's good. That was nice. Look at that.
I'm over here.
And Magic Man, get in my cell. Open your mouth. Let me just disappear for a minute. There we go. Tyler, stop it. What do you do for money?
It's always fun calling.
I know. We like
construction.
Yeah, see, stick with that. Do you bother the guys on the site with magic?
No.
Yeah, because they'll punch you in the face because nobody likes
make
it.
Make tools
no,
disappear.
A couple of them know and follow my social media. So every now and then, if I've got like a handful of rubber bands on my wrist,
God.
They'll come over and be like, oh, do that thing again.
Tyler, listen to what you're saying. It sounds like you're gay in the 50s. A couple people know. You're keeping it secret because
you're
know
going
it's...
to work with jellies on your hand.
Yeah, and you're doing construction with jellies on your arm. Like a 13-year-old girl at a rainbow party.
Are they colored?
Tyler, stick with
Purple
construction.
Lipstick, please.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. And stop with the magic. stop with the, rogue attack magic. Nobody wants that. Am I right?
Well, that's why I don't do 100%. It. That's why I don't do it, John.
Well, what are you calling for?
Oh, I called to let Brady know that I'm doing magic with Oreos on YouTube at noon on my page. At
What's your page, Tyler?
It's just Swithbert.
Swithbert. Rogue attack magician. Somebody just suggested that you get about 400 balloons and float away.
I don't have that I don't have that kind of money.
Heck, I'd pay for your balloon trip.
That was done a couple weeks
ago. Let's do it.
All right, there you go. Tyler, you know I love you, but it's tough love because I care, okay?
David Blaine did that a couple weeks ago.
David Blaine is a talented man who worked very hard. In the street magic, they have to ask people first.
Check out Justin Willman, too.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's all right.
But it's not real. Like, it's staged.
But
everything's staged.
Because
you know why? If that was real, people would be punching him in the face all the time.
Yeah.
You can't wander up to people and just do magic and steal their Coke And stop it. Oh, that guy's got to go. Nobody likes him. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Nobody likes him.
I love you, Swithbert. Now knock it off.
Love you too, buddy.
Yeah, that's why he tries to tell me First Friday is covered in street magicians. What a terrible sell that is. Local art and street magic? Forget it. I'm out. They've got good restaurants down there, too. It's a nice thing. It's a shame it's littered with garbage people.
People on stilts.
Yeah. Want to watch a coin disappear? No. Oh, I had it in my... It's behind your ear now. Well, give it back. That was mine. You took that off my person. Oh, I hate rogue magic. Hate it. I just want to rear back and clock someone. Even if it was in the building. Trip, you know, I learned a magic trick. You want to see it? Nope. Because you're just an amateur magician. Now you're just pathetic. All right, finally we have Adam on the line. And I think Adam is your guy.
Yeah.
Is this the
Adam
guy?
Adam the barber.
Adam the barber's back for week number two. Adam the barber, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I love this guy. I love you more than you could ever imagine, Adam. The reason why is because you remind me of this guy.
Who's this guy?
He was the winner of a Wheel of Fortune, and he was
just
insane. And he won like $50,000 because he could guess the puzzle with one letter. His name was Ash.
You see, I'm not that smart, so you're going to have to bear with me on that one.
What are you calling for, Adam? Does Brett need a haircut?
Well, no, I just got it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I just went there this week.
I'd like to point out it's very, very imperceptible.
What?
That's why it's so good.
Brett's head?
Well, he's wearing a hat.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
His haircut. He was talking about
you. Well, your haircut's haircut. Imperceptible.
Yeah, you couldn't see it. You couldn't tell that's how good it was.
Yeah.
I'm using big words, Mr. Holmberg.
I get that, but you're saying that your haircuts are so good no one notices you got one?
Yes, at times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like that magician.
Yeah, only less annoying. Like, can you imagine? Well, no, Brett's right. Maybe a little bit about the same. Could you imagine a rogue street barber that just started cutting? It's the same thing as a magician. Nobody wants that. That's something
break
you
out the shears.
You have to seek it out. So you're just calling to say,
well,
okay, go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm also calling because I had one positive thought, and I wanted to give it to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Think about this. In a time when we're all miserable, we don't know if we're sick or not, when you're with your loved ones, if you give off a very, very imperceptible but nasty fart, and everybody smells it, you're all healthy.
It's a gauge. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Fart you on your family to make sure you don't have COVID. It's a COVID test.
Healthy. Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. And it's got to be something bad enough that even you don't enjoy it.
Right, because most of the time you do enjoy your own farts.
Well, yes, tragically.
Do you ever fart on Brett when he's in the barber's chair just to make sure he doesn't have COVID?
Oh, no, I've never farted on Brett.
That's, well, that's not yet. The check
you're
at
getting
the shop.
Closer. Right. Would you like to fart on Brett? We'll pay for it. Hey, will you shave Brett's head? Well, I'll give you $100.
Oh, no. I don't work like that. I'm not a merc barber.
What's that mean?
Mercenary.
Oh, there's such a thing. I didn't know that. That's a merc barber. Mercenary barbers. That's a good video game. All right. Well, Adam, it's always good to listen to you breathe really heavy on the phone like this.
Well, yes, I know. It's kind of creepy, ain't it?
It's a whole bunch creepy. You know, you're a married man, yeah?
Oh, yes. I am married.
And you got children?
Actually, that kind of surprises me. Oh, no.
No, you don't want kids?
Come on. Do you think I should have kids?
Not at all. I don't think you should have a wife.
For goodness sake.
I think you should be in an institution.
I can see you with three or four Merc kids.
Yeah, you should be cutting hair with your hands behind your back in a straitjacket. So you have, how did you meet your wife, Adam?
At a funeral.
Of course.
Would you expect anything
barber
less?
Barber accident. He killed a guy in the chair when he was in college. Well, whose funeral?
Actually, I didn't know the person. Yeah. My mother took me there
because
she wanted me to meet my wife.
Okay.
She knew you were going to hit it off with this girl.
What the? Okay.
Mom.
Yep.
So your mom knew this girl. She knew where she was going to be. And the person, yep. Who's the dead
there's
person?
There's no other times.
Yeah,
possible.
No, you couldn't have possibly set up a lunch.
This works out great.
This is much better. And we'll do some magic. We'll just attack her in reverse. Was it a friend of your wife's that was dead? Wife's?
Yeah, it was a cashier from the family business, okay, who had passed away. Long time, very beloved cashier, and everyone was, a bunch of people were going to the services because she was a very warm-hearted individual, yeah, and my mother was invited, and I didn't want to go because I worked nights, mm-hmm, so the night before, my mother got holy hell crap-faced,
okay,
so that she couldn't drive.
You had to take her to the funeral drunk.
And she forced me to drive her.
So your mother was too drunk to go to the funeral
alone. Part
of her
operation. And mom knew that a woman would be vulnerable at this time.
What the kind of world do I live in? What did they say? They had molecules, Venus? I think I'm going to head over there. So your mom got too drunk to go to a funeral without help.
Knowing that she can't, yes, get the ride.
And then, but that wasn't part of her plan. Is your mother a heavy drinker a lot?
Oh, no, no, no. That was actually part of the plan. My mother's a bit of a drinker, but she also knew the only way I'd take her is out of pity.
Okay.
And she was, the next day she was still drunk.
Yes, that's a bit of a drinker indeed.
And so at the funeral, yes, was it love at first sight?
Yeah.
Was she right?
It was tears at first sight, Brady. It was a funeral.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody was crying, Brady. It wasn't
when
a happy moment.
When you met the lady, not the stiff.
When you met your wife, though. Yeah, exactly. Were you stiffer than the guy in the box when you met her?
Well, no, no. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Did you get hard at all at the funeral thinking about boning this lady?
Oh, no.
Or the cashier?
No. Oh, no. Actually, my mother was very good to me. She pointed out the best thing you could do is keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
You talk too much.
Yeah, you agree with that. And also, is the cashier buried underneath? Is the tombstone a cash register?
No, but that'd it does neat. Go cha-ching.
Yeah, of course it does.
Was the casket shrink wrapped?
Yeah. Did you twerk on it? Well, hey, Adam, I could talk to him for days, but I need to grow hair and get haircuts where you get haircuts. Adam, so what was the first thing you said to your now wife at the funeral?
First thing I said, I believe, was uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What
yeah.
Because she was talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what was her first thing to you?
That might have been in the closet.
So she approached you.
Yeah. Well, yes, she had to because I wasn't good with attractive women. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a problem.
Or just women, I think, even women.
And she was really good with ugly guys.
Yeah, so she takes to goofy, ugly dudes.
Oh, yeah, she took the goofiest, ugliest dude off the menu.
Yeah, and so you standing there, you know, like Sweeney Todd. Over the dead body. And she comes up and starts chatting with you.
Well, yeah. She did find it a little bit weird when I asked if I could smell the hair, but, you know.
Oh, man.
Where was your first date? The morgue? So you guys could have another party? On anniversaries, do you guys celebrate by just going to funerals?
Oh, no. Not anymore.
Okay. How long have you been married? How long have you been married to this imaginary person?
I've been married for 6 years now.
No kidding. How long did you date before you popped?
I can't even believe it.
How did you pop the question, Adam? This is the whole show. I'm staying with Adam.
Yeah.
Well, I planned it out for my birthday.
Yeah.
To surprise her at a party she wouldn't be able to run away from.
Right, because she's in a wheelchair.
Well, that would be roll away from. But
right,
yeah.
Either way. So she couldn't escape.
And then when I went to blow out the candles, I got down on one knee and I asked
and
her.
Blew the guy next to you.
Blubbering like an idiot.
Somebody just texted in and said you look like Snuffleupagus, or is that his wife?
That's
no,
what he sounds.
Sounds like him. Well, Bird.
I sound like Chonk from The Goonies.
Yes, you do.
Or like an emphysemic Barney Rubble.
Yeah, if Barney Rubble smoked too much and got COPD, that's exactly what I picture this would be like. Well, anyway.
Barney Rubble with a bunch of camels.
Give us no filters. Fred.
This air is thick, Fred.
Hey.
Do you have emphysema, Adam?
No, I do not.
Oh, geez, I turned you down.
Tragically, I think I'm going to live a long, healthy life.
Yeah, I want you to live a long, healthy life. I like you quite a bit. But I think I would just watch an entire 24-hour station of you talking about stuff. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Katie, but she's probably going to kill me for saying that. Oh,
because her name is not Katie, or...
Oh, no, because her name is Katie, and I was dumb enough to say that on the radio.
She doesn't want anyone to know you're married to her.
With,
I can't blame her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People she works with listen to this station.
What does Katie do for a living?
She works in chemistry. She works with hazardous, deadly chemicals.
I had a feeling that was... I thought maybe she was bringing her work home and maybe slowing Adam down a little.
Where'd you go for your honeymoon?
Yeah, where was your honeymoon? Cemetery?
Honeymoon was in Las Vegas.
Oh, of course it was. And you had a good time up there, right?
Well, yeah, we saw Brad Garrett, and he absolutely loved me.
Oh, did he? Because you were talking the whole time?
Because I wore a very tacky shirt that my mother made me.
Oh, man. I have a feeling you wear a lot of clothes your mom made.
Not anymore. I wear a lot of stuff my wife makes.
Oh, you make your own clothes, which doesn't shock me at all.
Well, my wife, Katie, is a very good knitter, crocheter. Well,
what'd you call her?
Sewer.
Oh, knitter. I'm sorry. Okay. I misunderstood. God. So she's a chemist and a knitter.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I didn't say the other thing.
I know. I my ears hear things. It's all right. You didn't say that.
Weaver. Yeah. I know.
So she works with hazardous materials and then knits you a sweater.
Do you have
night.
A loom at your house?
Yes, we actually do have a loom.
Of course they do. Of course they do. That was a dumb question.
Sorry.
Adam,
don't worry about it, Brady.
Adam, what year did you graduate high school? And then let me follow it up with what year were you supposed to graduate from high school?
I graduated from high school in 03. I should have graduated in 02.
Okay, figured that. Which grade did you fail?
Oh, I didn't fail any. It was just because my birthday was in July. Yeah. Legalities wouldn't allow me to go to preschool till a year after.
Man, I graduated when I was 17.
So did I.
It was July birthday.
I was 25.
Yeah, Brady was a little older, but he started.
Best 8 years of my life, high school.
Right. Well, there you go. Adam, really, seriously, always a pleasure.
Hey, by the way, real quick, I felt really bad about this week. I had a lady come in by the name of Miriam, mm-hmm. and I called her Maureen. So I'd like to send a shout out to Miriam. And if anyone knows Miriam, hey, let her know I said hello and I'm a complete schlemiel.
Unfortunately, I just saw in the news a woman named Miriam was found with knitting needles jammed into her throat. So I think the problem has been solved.
I know one Miriam, and you definitely do not want to.
I don't know any Miriam.
Make a mistake with her name.
All right. Well, Adam, you're wonderful. Adam the Barber is on Alma School and Guadalupe.
Yes.
In what's the barbershop called, Adam?
Luna's Hair Barbershop, southwest corner of Alma School and Guadalupe.
Lunatic Barbershop on the corner of Alma School and Guadalupe, if you want to go meet
Home
Adam.
Of Brett Vesley.
And again, what's a haircut run? Those indecipherable haircuts
haircut
you give
runs, haircut runs 22 flat, and yeah, it's kind of expensive, but we wash the hair too. So you'll come out cleaner than you were when you came in.
Do you do pubes? Because I got a delightful man pubes.
Zillions.
Will you pube me if I show up? Will you trim my pubes?
No, I won't do the pubes or the gooch. I've been asked before.
Have you? By who? By Miriam?
By Maureen? No,
did Maureen ask for a grundle cut? Oh, you have an ominous, sinister laugh that scared me a little. All right. Well, you and Katie have another great day in your lives, and I wish you nothing but the best, Adam.
Well, thank you. I don't think I'm going to live very far because the minute she hears this, I'm going to die.
Yeah, all right. Well, I would be embarrassed to be your wife, too, so be careful when you get home. See you later, Adam. I love you.
Adios. Well,
Next Friday, he needs to have the Come On special.
The Come On Brett special.
There you go.
That's right. The Come On Brett special this Friday at Lunatic Barbershop on. How often do you go? Like once a month?
About every 3 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Close, yeah. He's just entertaining his.
Oh, yeah. What you got on the phone is what you get in person.
No kidding.
Except you get the visual, too.
How many chairs?
Right? I've been in there before.
Three or four, I think.
Not many.
He's the first one. You see him as soon as you walk in. Can't miss him.
Lunatic Barbershop, Alma School, and Guadalupe. $22 for a haircut. Yeah. I don't know if they...
It's in the Safeway parking lot.
Yeah. No, no, it's actually at store. He should be in the Safeway parking lot cutting hair with that guy who does magic.
Well, you can go in there and get a shave. He does shaves and stuff like that, too.
Hot shave.
No. Adam and a straight razor on my face. No. I'd rather wear one of his mother's knitted sweaters. She's a knitter, Brady.
A grundle.
Careful. Anyway, those are your fireside chats, and I want to go home now because Adam. That's it.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
There you go. It's 98 KUPD. Thank you for being you.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.